To Israel now, where this week six men, four of them school teachers, were arrested on charges of supporting ISIS. Police say all are residents of a Bedouin village in the West Bank. One sang songs of praise about ISIS to his elementary school students. In January, seven Israeli Arabs were accused of trying to set up a local ISIS cell. And after a group claiming allegiance with ISIS recently killed dozens of Egyptian soldiers in the Sinai on the border with Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu warned that their goal was to come across. And opinion pieces in places like Ynet News have included the same thing. But then there's this headline in Haaretz, why the Islamic State isn't in any rush to attack Israel. Mark Perry is author of Talking to Terrorists. He joins us now. Mark, welcome.
Good to be here.
And start with that basic question. I mean, someone wonder why ISIS hasn't attacked Israel. ISIS has declared it wants to see a Muslim caliphate, Israel a Jewish country. So what's your sense of why we haven't seen any attacks so far?
Well, they are natural enemies, and you would think that ISIS would attack Israel. But I think that Israel is not low-hanging fruit. That is to say, it's just too tough for ISIS. Israel is a very strong country, a very powerful military. They know how to deal with these kinds of movements. They've proven that they're willing to take steps against Islamists that perhaps others aren't or find difficult to. Israel would be a very tough challenge for ISIS, and I think ISIS is rightly, from their perspective anyway, staying away.
Well, could it be that Israel is a very tough challenge, or could it be that ISIS is not interested in Israel, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but they tweeted out, they have a Twitter account, "We haven't given orders to kill the Israelis and the Jews. The war against the nearer enemy, those who rebel against the faith, is more important. Allah commands us in the Quran to fight the hypocrites." In other words, other Muslims who they feel aren't Muslim enough, as opposed to those who they write are fundamentally heretics like the Jews. Do you think that's a true belief or a cover for the fact that they think they can't attack Israel?
I find this fascinating, actually. It makes total sense to me. I've talked to Salafists in the region, and they always believe that the greatest threat to Islam and to them are apostates, that is, other Muslims who don't believe as they do. This is very, very typical of a very radical millenarian movement, like the Jacobins in France during the French Revolution, who viewed other French citizens as their primary near enemy that needed to be cleansed, that needed to be brought to the belief. This is where ISIS is. The near enemy, those in their own ranks, other Muslims who are heretics, need to be cleaned out first, need to be burned away before the new golden age of Islam can begin. It makes perfect sense.
So it may be true that Israel may be safe from ISIS fighters now, but what about others who have arguments with Israel who may want to take up the fight against Israel in the name of ISIS?
That's quite possible, and I think we're seeing that with the case of the Bedouins who were recently arrested. ISIS is a very attractive, very radical movement for young Muslims who are disenfranchised and alienated. And certainly, while ISIS has designated Israel as not the near enemy but the far enemy, that is, somebody they'll get to eventually, there is no prohibition against attacking Israelis. There's no prohibition against mounting operations against Israel. And I think this is very worrisome for the Israeli government. While they know how to deal with these kinds of problems, they're very vulnerable. It is a democracy. They have a very large Palestinian population. Some of them can become quite radical.
Well, so where do you think this goes? Because we have two competing opinions in Israel now. We have the Haaretz headline, and further in the article it says, so we can sound the all-clear siren. ISIS is more willing to fight fellow Muslims, where you have Ynet News and an opinion piece talking about ISIS being a serious threat and what Israel has to do, given that ISIS is right on the border fighting Egyptians.
Well, there's a debate in the press in Israel about what they should do, as you've pointed out, but there's no debate in the Israeli military. In talking with Israeli security officials over the last half year or so, it's very clear to me that their eyes are wide open. They're gathering intelligence every day and every minute in the Palestinian community. They have been for 50 or 60 years. They know the threat that they face. They're not going to take any chance. So, you know, on the one hand, we have a debate inside of Israeli society about how deep the threat is. But for the intelligence services and the military, this isn't a debate. This is something that they're going to have to deal with, that they're going to have to gather intelligence on, and that they're going to have to stop. I think that whether or not Israeli society as a whole views ISIS as a threat, the Israeli intelligence services and the military certainly do.
ISIS is also an incredibly wealthy organization. The group reportedly has more than $1.5 billion. Might there be a secondary tier here of other groups that want to fight in the name of ISIS just to get some of the ISIS money?
It's a continuing debate in the United States, in the policymaking community, and in the intelligence services about what ISIS exactly is. There's strong belief among some military officers that ISIS in Iraq, for instance, is the leftover of the Ba'ath, the Saddam Hussein military regime that has cloaked itself in Islam, which is bad news because it means they're very capable. They're very good militarily. They know how to gather assets. They know how to make attacks. They're very good tactically on the ground, and we've seen that. If that spreads, let's say, into Sinai, as it appears that it has, or into Syria, as we know that it has, this is going to be a real challenge for countries like Israel, but not just Israel, but also Jordan. And it already is a challenge for the Egyptian government.
Interesting. In Prime Minister Netanyahu's words, after so many Egyptian soldiers were slaughtered by ISIS fighters in northern Sinai, he talked of Egypt and Israel being together in the fight against ISIS. Might ISIS be the one thing? I mean, Egypt and Israel have had alliances in the past on the border, but might this be something that finally unites other Arab countries with Israel?
I think the potential is there. And we're seeing Israel in particular edge more closely to that. It's not just Israel and Egypt that would grow closer, but now Israel's having talks very indirectly, but still talks with Hamas. And Hamas is very threatened by ISIS because the apostates that ISIS talks about include Hamas. So we might see a very unlikely and unpredicted quasi-alliance here between moderate Islamists like Hamas and those in the Palestinian Authority, Israel and Egypt working together to defeat what is a real threat to them, which is radical Salafist Islamists like ISIS, who are dedicated to beginning the golden age of Islam, but beginning it by killing.
That's so interesting. Just to underscore what you just said, Hamas considered moderate Islamists, but in the eyes of Israel, had always been considered the more violent militants compared to the PLO. In the view of ISIS, they'd be considered moderate Islamists and, again, hypocrites.
Yeah, the spectrum is widening, isn't it? The
wow.
political spectrum that we're dealing with is really broadening. Back last August, we remember when Hamas and Israel were fighting each other, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas is ISIS and ISIS is Hamas. Well, people then were very skeptical of that phrase, and not just Americans or Europeans, but Israelis. And now the Israelis are starting to realize that perhaps they can recruit moderate Islamists in a fight against radical Islam, that this would be a very good alliance, maybe not long term, but certainly a usable alliance in the short term to defeat what is a real threat to all of them.
Fascinating. Mark Perry, historian, author of Talking to Terrorists. Thank you so much, Mark.
My pleasure.